Hello, Blind Cool Techers. This is Christian Wewell. Today, I'm recording with a bit of a different piece of equipment. I'm using my new Zoom H2, and today we're going to be talking about a new piece of equipment I just received. The Behringer USB Podcasting Kit. What you may be thinking, what on earth is one of those? Well, it comes in multiple pieces. There are 5 pieces to this kit. It consists of a small 5-channel mixing console, a UC200 USB audio interface, a lovely pair of headphones, which I'm currently monitoring with, big studio quality sort of cans, as it were. I call them cans because they're huge. It comes with a beautiful high quality metal dynamic microphone. Sorry, I nearly said condenser microphone, but it's actually not. This microphone does use an XLR connector though, which is nice. And we are using, it comes with software, but I'm using my own software to record through it. So, you know, we don't have to use what they give you, but you can. I want to thank Neil Ewers for a start, because he did a lovely review of the Zoom H2 and persuaded me to get one. And I'm glad I did. The quality is amazing on these little devices. A little bit of handling noise, but nothing too serious as to be annoying. So, we have discussed the podcasting kit, pretty much, what comes with it. But you might be wanting to know, why do you have such a device? Well, there are times when you want to review, say, an audio game. Now, doing that with the Zoom, it can be done, but you want the facility to be able to record the mix from your audio directly. Now, the UC200, this is all Behringer equipment. All the parts that come with this. Alesis do a podcasting kit as well, I do believe. Somebody did once tell me that they did make one, but I don't remember exactly. So this kit comes in pieces. There's the microphone, there's the mixer, there's the USB audio interface, there is the stand for the microphone, and the software, which consists of things like Juice, Podnova, Audacity for recording, everything you need to get a podcast out there. So it's really, really good quality equipment. There is a slight grounding hum on the microphone to this kit, but I don't think it's as bad as, you know, some people might think. It's not brilliant, but it's, you know, it's passable. I think actually this is to do with our house rather than the actual kit. I think the kit itself is bloody brilliant. I think the problem lies with this house. What I will do to give you some idea of what it sounds like, I will connect the... Excuse me. That's the phone ringing there. Just let that ring. There we go. I will connect my line input on my Zoom to the kit and, you know, set things up so you can hear my setup as it is. I can go into the computer and record it, but I'm going to make this into one file, so we can get a better understanding of what's happening. As I say, the kit is rather unique in the feature set that it has. With all the equipment, for around about £80, I think it was, you get a really good setup. I wouldn't say it's perfect studio grade, but it's good enough for what the home recordist wants, I believe, anyway. I mean, the Zoom is a perfectly good recorder for the price it came out at. At £154 from www.planetgizmo.co.uk. For those of us in the UK that haven't got one, that want one, that's where you need to go for these little H2s. Thank you again to Neil for the wonderful podcast you did on that. And I'm seriously pleased with my Zoom, I have to say. It's a corker. So without further ado, I will dig out my cables. Well, it just so happens that I have pretty much everything I need, I think. I'm just going to quickly... Will that work? Is that designed to fit in there? I don't know. We'll have to try. I'm trying to get my cables where I want them. Oh yeah, that works. That works. Okay, that does work. So I'm kind of happy about that. I'll have to go in the other room for cables. Let's move my monitor back. Oops, nearly pushed my... Oh, crap. That's one of my speakers that just fell. Yes, it did. Oops, something else just fell there. Excuse the racket, guys. I didn't mean for that to happen. One of my speakers just fell. So, I'm afraid that's bad times. Just get under here and connect this up. And I'll let you hear the microphone. Whoa, crap. I didn't mean to do that either. There we go. That's the microphone on my desk now. That's it. Now, I'm going to connect this up. This is going to be an awkward little bugger today. I hate disorganisation, but I'm afraid when you're trying to do a podcast, it doesn't always work in the way that you want. Let's put this mic here. Now, I'm going to connect this up, and I'm going to put the cable... I'm going to take the headphone volume down. I'm going to get the levels on the headphones the same as what the Zoom is now. I'm going to record through this mixer. It'll give you some idea of what this thing will do. The levels are set for podcasting, so I don't want to touch those. I don't know why it's not working. I don't understand that at all. Oh, I know why it's not working. It's alright. Let's try that again. Okay. This is the microphone off the podcasting kit. I'm going to put the treble down to its normal level. Ooh, crap. This is the treble in the centre. This is Unity treble. Everything's connected up, apart from the USB audio interface, which I'm now going to connect. Seems to have got tangled up a bit. Nothing too serious, I don't reckon. It gives you an idea of what this thing will do when connected to where it should be connected. As I say, there is a bit of a line hump. And I do apologise for the line hump. It's one of those things that we can't help. Ooh, my CAD reader's got issues. Oops. Okay. Now. This is the microphone to the USB audio kit. I'm talking directly into the microphone. It's picking up background audio from the water tank filling up, various noises like that that sort of get in the way around this house. Nothing too serious, you know, it's just little annoyances, but it does pick them up. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to fire my PC up now. And you can hear the computer there, buzzing. I'm going to put the treble, now there's bass roll off, there's the treble. The treble goes all the way down there. I'm turning controls, there's some bass, take the bass off, there's the no bass, no treble. Put it in the flat position, in the center detent. So you're getting pretty much what this thing sounds like. I think it's rather good, to be honest. I'm recording this whole affair through the Zoom, rather than recording via my my normal route. So we're recording via the H2 into the mixer. It gives you some idea of what this kit can do. I actually rather like it, because it means that I can go into, say, oh, I don't know. Let's put the computer asleep again. And I'll show you something with the computer. What you can do with this kit is rather amazing. You can switch. There's a button on the mixer which can be used to switch devices into the mix. So if I turn on that switch now, and then I boot my PC, you hear the pop there as the power came on. And you'll hear the Windows Vista startup sound through my audio. Now this is going through the UC200, the audio interface that comes with this device. It's rather useful, because what it means is we can do audio game reviews and various things like that, and we can have the ability to have the audio directly in to the mix, as we are doing now. There goes Vista. My system is logged on. This is a brand new PC. It's a quad core. It's an Intel Q6600 for those who are interested. So let me start my applications here. This is all my stuff starting up. I'll load. Let everything load up first before I attempt to do anything. So everything is coming together. Let's just get that off. I'm going to put NVDA up here. Let's load NVDA. For some reason it won't do it. I'm not sure why. I've got the Eloquence voices.
NVDA started.
Okay, so now we can minimize.
Desktop list. Computer not selected, 1 of 16.
As you can hear, as I'm going into things.
System window. Windows learn more, change, address, search edit, device manager, link alt plus M.
I'm going to go into device manager. Just quickly, just so you can hear how the balance
device
of speech.
Device manager window. Tree view. Portable device ports, processors collapsed, level 1.
I'm going to open processors here just to show you that this is indeed a Q6600.
Expanded.
Okay.
Intel, R, Core, TM, right parenthesis, 2 quad CPU, Q6600, 2.40 GHz, level 2. Intel, R, Core, TM, right parenthesis, 2 quad CPU, Q6600, 2.40 GHz, level 2. Intel, R, Core, TM, right parenthesis, 2 quad CPU, Q6600, 2.40 GHz, level 2. Intel.
I'm just going through them.
Sound, video, and game controllers collapsed. Christian Wall PC. Human interface portable device processor collapsed.
So as you can hear, the screen reader is coming through.
System window. Device manager.
Now what I can do, must focus. If I don't want that, I can still hear it. No, in this case, the way I'm recording here, I can't do it. Because I'm using the microphone input to record the little file. But what I can normally do is I can use the output of the mixer going to the audio interface, and it will switch the audio interface on its own, which is this here, which I'm going to put into mix again.
1506, March the 25th, 2008.
So that's the audio interface in. I can flick it out. I can't hear anything. But if I press my top button on my mixer, you'll get no sound from me temporarily because I'm going through the recording this through the Zoom. But in actual reality, what I'm saying normally would go into the audio interface still via a different set of outputs, but I can have just the audio interface like this.
1506, March the 25th, 2008. 1506, March the 25th, 2008.
So as you can hear, that is pretty, that's pretty good. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put this on Blind Cool Tech just to show you what one of these things is. I might do some recording with it, actually. I might do just a little recording in my audio editor just to show you what this thing can do in reality. I think I'll do that. That will come next. And I'll give you my contact details, all my contact information, and all of that kind of jazz. It just gives you some idea of what this device can do. After all, it is designed for podcasting. I'm going to put the treble back up. There we go. Lots of treble there. Tons of bass. Take the bass right down. It doesn't sound so good like that, but you've got full adjustment of all the controls on the mixer. There's mic gain. Like that. All the way up. It goes all the way down. I'll leave it there because that's my preferred position for the mic gain. Mainly so we don't clip out the audio interface. Okay, the next thing you'll hear is a recording done directly on the audio on this interface. And I will be putting this on Blind Cool Tech. So this is what you, the next thing you'll hear now is the audio interface directly through a sound editor. Okay, this recording has been made with the audio interface on the computer. That was my sound card being fed through. If I load my screen reader here.
NVDA started.
You can hear my speech. If I take this button here and I press the bottom button, now I can not have any speech at all. I press the top button. My monitoring goes off.
1526, March the 25th, 2008.
But my speech is put through my headphones without the monitoring. That achieves some pretty nice things. You can have speech without the monitors. So if you don't want to actually hear what you're recording, you know, once you've set your levels, you might not want to. You can do that. You can use that to you know, enable you to queue up a piece of music in Winamp, say, and have it come through the speakers, you know, the headphones only, quietly while you're talking. Once you find the piece of music you want, you can press the mix switch, which will bring it in and let you play it. Now I'm going to show you quickly how this works.
Sony Submit Speed Stock Audio Super Dog Play Super Dogs Bone Hunt.
I'm gonna load Super Dogs Bone Hunt. I'm not gonna play the game, I'm just gonna load it.
GMA Game Engine Dialogue. Text OK button defaulting to MSRP. Text OK button. Super Dogs Bone Hunt.
I'm gonna load
mode window. Exit.
Quit the screen reader and hit the right arrow to bring up the audio for the game. Here we go with Super Dogs Bone Hunt. I'm talking over the top of the audio here to give you some idea. Sounding good,
Super
I have
Dogs
to say.
Bone Hunt, a PCS game by Phil Blasak with a GMA game engine, version 1.0. Copyright 2006.
Okay. Very good quality. It's very good quality, as you can hear. It's allowing me to talk over the top and have the music of the game in the background.
Exit the game
so,
menu.
That's a brilliant feature. If I want more microphone gain, there's controls for giving you that. It comes with some bits. You get a really good quality microphone, which is a stand-mounted or stand-mountable. Not a condenser, it's a what's to call those things, cardioid, I think, dynamic. It uses XLR connectors to connect it. There's an XLR on the mic and an XLR on the other end. If I pull this XLR out of here, I shouldn't have done that actually, I should have pulled it out the other end. I can give you an idea of the mic, you know, the mixer noise. Not a great lot, I don't reckon. In fact, it goes less when you plug a mic in. The hum is ground loop. Unfortunately, there ain't a lot we can do about the ground loop hum. I think I might be able to do something with that with a decent cable. I don't think the cable this came with is all that great. It comes with all the necessary interfacing cables. Two stereo RCA jack leads. Twin RCAs at either end. One goes to an input on the audio interface and to an output on the mixer unit. The other one goes to the output on the audio and the input on the mixer. So you can bring the audio in like I just did and play with it and do things to it. So it's all very, very, you know, very cleverly made, very cleverly put together. You don't need to really read the manual. It comes with a manual, but once you've figured out what the controls do, as I say, there's plenty of treble here. I'm on maximum treble. That's my flat setting. That's my below flat. That's no bass. Center bass. Full bass. That really is quite awful. That really brings out power hums, it really brings out things you don't want. So I tend to flatten that. You can flatten it, you can put the controls have a center detent, so you can turn them to the center and they will click very, you have to do it very gently to feel it, but it's there. Overall, I'm quite impressed with this kit. If you want to contact me, you can do so at kwhawell@gmail.com. If you want to get one of these kits, I don't know whether this website works in America or not, but www.iwantoneofthose.com, all one word. Chances are there is an American version of it, as there is a British version of Amazon. So if you want to get yourself one of these podcasting kits, for those of you who are just starting, but you need a little bit of a professional sheen, you know, maybe you've got things you want to do with your computer, you know, podcasts that you want to make, maybe, you know, you want that little bit of a professional edge, this kit is definitely the way to go. I will back that 100%. You know, I will definitely tell you this kit is the way to go. If you've got something better already, don't bother. But if you haven't, if you're new starting out with podcasts, you get everything you need, you get software. You know, if you want, if you've got the money and you want to buy one of these kits, it's a good investment. You get your Audacity software, you get Juice, you get Podnova, you get this Expert Ear or something, I can't remember what it's called now, but you get a few bits of software on the CD that comes with it, so it's really quite good. You don't need the software, you don't need the drivers. If you've already got the software, you know, if you've got a better recording kit, generally you probably don't have, though, if you don't have one of these. But for what you get, I mean, you might want to buy Goldwave instead of using Audacity, but certainly these are a good kit. For what they are, these are an excellent kit. So I'm quite happy to podcast using this this microphone kit, because quite honestly it does the trick and it does it well. Okay, I will sign off. If anybody has any questions about this kit, please feel free to email me at the above address, kwhawell@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.